Hey, what is up, guys? Welcome to a new episode of this podcast. So today we are going to talk about productivity, okay? Productivity is king, all right? You've heard it. You have to be productive. So the most productive people are going to be the people who are going to reach higher levels of success, okay? So you heard that many times. And so in this video, I'm going to teach you how you can go beyond productivity, because there's something better than productivity. And actually, by looking for productivity, you're looking at it all wrong. And it might actually be the reason why there's nothing working for you. Okay. So first is this. So I basically fell in the productivity space because of how my business is structured. Okay. Let me explain something. And there's a trap to this thing, okay? I'm going to explain. So as you guys know, maybe you don't know, maybe you're new to this channel, I specialize in building businesses that run completely without me, okay? So I became very good at building processes and transforming those processes into systems and then into then automating those systems so that they run without me, all right? So what happens when this, you know, at the end of the day, when everything is running, what happens? Then, well, you have all the time in the world, right? I don't have to do anything operational. Now, the only thing I have to do right now, today, is this video that I have to do, that, you know, I choose to do, right? I basically designed my whole system so that I produce this video, and it's going to be broken down into so many different pieces of content, and it will go to so many channels and stuff. That's the only thing I have to do, okay? But this is where I am today. But here's the problem. There's a trap to it. Is once you have 24 hours in a day, and you're someone like me, so someone who loves to learn, who is passionate about what they do, I can't just sit around and do nothing, right? And so now you're going to fill that void with stuff, right? And that's why a lot of people tell me, dude, well, I thought you had a business that runs without you. You know, every time I call you to go out and do something, you tell me, dude, I'm working. Yes, because I can't just sit around all day. It's not me. Some people like to do that. You know, they go on holiday, they'll sit in the sun for, you know, for 3 hours and stuff. I can't, right? And so I'm learning new stuff. And that's the reason why I'm able to come up with new stuff every single day and I stay on top of the market. But that basically me going from I have nothing to do to because I have nothing to do, I have time to go and explore and I still end up being busy, all right? So it's something that you guys need to understand with the... So even what I'm doing, for example, if you get into one of my courses or my free academy. So I have a free community in there where I'm going to teach you those things, okay? But I want to be honest with you guys from the beginning so that if you know what's behind the wall, let's say there is a wall here, right? You don't know what's behind the wall. I can tell you, once you have 24 hours in the day, then you will be very tempted to fill that with more knowledge and more stuff, okay? Anyway, I digress here, right? So what I wanted to tell you is this, is... being productive helped me get to this point, okay? At least I thought so, okay? Because productivity is not what we think it is, right? We don't necessarily think about it and if you don't have the right approach of productivity or you're not chasing the right thing, it will lead you down the wrong path. So what do I mean? So you've probably heard productivity and efficiency, right? And yeah, they're like interchangeable. You're like, what's the difference? Productivity, efficiency, it's the same thing, blah, blah, blah. And this is what I was saying before, right? For me, sometimes, so when you need to position yourself in your copy, you'll say, yeah, I have people with productivity, I have people with efficiency. You think it's the same thing. And when I say you, it includes me, okay? It's very recently that I realized, oh, well, these are actually two different things, okay? Now, here's the kicker. I will say that efficiency is 100 times more valuable than productivity. Okay? You cannot have, I mean, for you to be successful, and this is what I thought that I only had to be productive. But productivity comes second. What needs to come first is efficiency. Okay, and I'm going to explain the difference between efficiency and productivity. The difference is this, is when you're productive, right? So let's say, for example, productivity means that you are going to be able to take a task. Let's say you need to make a pizza, right? And instead of producing 2 pizzas an hour, you can produce 10 pizzas an hour. So you can produce 5 times more pizzas than your neighbor, okay? Which is good, okay? But here's the thing. What if nobody wants the damn pizza? You know what I mean? What if nobody wants the damn pizza? You're just producing those pizzas for nothing, all right? Because that has zero impact on your restaurant, all right? So you could be very productive at the wrong thing. You understand? And so productivity means, if I had to simplify things, productivity is your ability to do something faster and better than you were doing it yesterday or something, or maybe your neighbor. But that's it, okay? Why is that not enough? Well, imagine, now in my restaurant, I look at the clients who are coming and I look at the reports. And I figure that, hey, people actually like pasta, right? And they like this specific pasta, which is, let's say, pasta primavera, right? So now, if I'm efficient, what do? I focus on the pasta primavera. And now, does it make a difference? It makes a huge difference. And now that I focus on the pasta primavera, now I can be productive and I can produce more of the pasta primavera. But before you are productive, you need to be efficient. And what is efficiency? Efficiency is to be able to focus on what actually matters, right? Disregard the rest. There are, and in many things, you've heard of the Pareto principle or the 80-20 rule, right? So it's exactly the same principle, is 20% of your activities are going to produce 80% of your revenue. It's not the exact figures and stuff. Sometimes it's 10-90. It could be, 25, 75. But let's just assume 20, 80-20. Okay? Efficiency is finding those 20%. Okay? And then you become productive in those 20%. And that is how you actually make a huge, huge dent dent in the market. Okay, so I fell in this trap. I'm being very honest with you guys. I'm always honest with you on this podcast. For many years, I did not understand the difference between being productive and being efficient. All right. So, for example, there is and I love basketball. Okay, and I will give you an example for those of you guys who like sports. Right. So let's say, for example, there's this guy or this woman. They bring that person, they're on the bench. They bring that person on the court for 5 minutes and that person is efficient, right? They don't need to shoot 25 times. Let's say, for example, there's this guy, he will shoot, 30 times a game. He will score like 20 points, right? But there's this person, they will shoot 5 times and they will score 15 points, right? And that person is more efficient. All right, because what they do has a better impact where it matters. I don't know if that's a good example, but hopefully you understand what I mean. So what you need to focus on, guys, and as I said, do not focus on being productive at first. You need to focus on being efficient first. Once you are efficient, you will become productive in whatever it is that you found. Okay, that is where the difference is going to be. Productivity is you being able to do one task faster and better than before. It doesn't mean that this is the right task to do, right? Efficiency is picking the right task that you need to do, all right? So this, by integrating this in what you're doing, just rethink your whole business. Look at your business right now and look at the tasks that you're doing every single day. Because we all want to go to bed and think that, hey, you know what? I've done this, I've done that, blah, blah, blah. I've been so productive, etc. You could be productive at stuff that doesn't matter. And it's the same for me, guys. I spend time working on stuff that, at the end of the day, I realized, why am I doing this? It doesn't really matter. So I'm in the same boat as you guys. I'm not saying, oh, I'm almighty, I know all that stuff. I don't, okay? So this is what I'm going through right now myself, looking at, okay, what are those things that are gonna make a difference? And remember what I told you in this video is now I got to a point where this system that I've created, my efficiency is in producing this video here, all right? So that's a perfect example. I figured that this will allow me to be efficient. Making this one video will allow me to be efficient, okay? So I focus my energy on this content. Now, in terms of productivity, now I'm more productive. What happens in the back end? In the back end, there are amazing automations that's gonna happen. So basically, this is gonna be chopped into smaller pieces, and then those smaller pieces are gonna go on social media, all right? The second, I'm gonna put this on YouTube, there's gonna be an email that's gonna be generated to my list, that's gonna go to my Telegram, that's gonna go to all my social media, and all that kind of stuff. This is the productivity, all right? So you see how that works? The first step was for me to identify what is the one thing that I need to focus on. And once I've done that, I am productive spreading the word about this. It's gonna be turned into an audio file. It goes on all the podcast thingies. It will go on Spotify, blah, blah, blah. That is productivity. But you cannot start with the productivity. You have to start with the efficiency, okay? If you do this, guys, you will be miles ahead of everybody. So I can help you with this process. I'm not the world expert in the topic because I will be right there with you in that same boat, okay? But I will show you what I do every day, my challenges and my journey, right? Of, you know, trying to be effective and not just productive. And that will be in my free community. So there is gonna be a link in this video. So the first link, join the community, right? In the community, guys, I will show you stuff that what I do every day. I will give you, backstage access of, okay, this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm thinking of doing. Oh, wow, these are the results that I'm getting. I'm gonna give you hacks. I'm gonna give you the strategies that work for me. I'm gonna give you some automations that I've created so that you can implement them yourself. And I'm gonna teach you how you can build a business that runs completely without you. It's all in the community. It's for free. I don't know if I mentioned, it's free, right? Join us, right? Here's the thing. I want to make this the best possible community on the planet for people who like to think. I don't want anyone who's gullible, a sheep, who's gonna go come here and moan and stuff. I want those people who are thinkers and who want to basically get into an environment where there's gonna be mental stimulations and we can all help each other, okay? If that's you, there's a link right under this video. The first link is going to be the community. And also, if you do like these videos and you wanna help me grow this channel and help other people, then by any means, please go ahead and like and subscribe. That will tell me if I'm doing a good job. And that's pretty much it for me. I will see you in the next video. Bye.